WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
David Discotis, Casino Tragedy. I'm Elliot Francis. The White House wants the Supreme Court to reinstate its travel ban. Sarah Crawford reports.
In his filings, the administration asked the nine justices to consider the legality of President Trump's executive order. Last month, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals pretty much agreed with the federal judge's decision from March, which found the core provision of the revised travel ban, briefly blocking foreign nationals from six Muslim-majority countries, likely violates the Constitution because its primary purpose was to disgrace Muslims. So says Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
His intent was clear. It was unambiguous. And there's one good thing about our judicial system. It can't totally ignore the truth.
At least five votes are needed in order to grant a stay. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
At least 36 people are dead, many from smoke inhalation after a gunman fired shots inside a casino in the Philippines overnight and set gaming tables on fire. Police say the motive was likely robbery. Incident was not terror-related. I'm Elliot Francis. Response was overwhelming Thursday after President Trump announced he's withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. Well, Costantini tells more.
The president stressed he would not put coal miners and oil workers, as he put it, under lock and key by staying in the deal.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Response is swift. The Democratic National Committee and environmental groups are already fundraising on the decision. Former Vice President Al Gore calls it reckless. And it doesn't get more coastal than Florida, where Republican Representative Carlos Curbelo says he is disappointed the United States will not try to fight climate change.
We're already seeing the effects of saltwater intrusion into the Everglades, which threatens our drinking water supply. We're also seeing coastal properties under threat.
Bob Costantini, the White House.
Russian President Putin suggesting that Russian hackers could have been involved in cyber attacks during last year's U.S. presidential election. Putin also insisted that none of their activities were state-backed. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Speaker of the Maryland House of Delegates is recovering this morning after liver transplant surgery. 70-year-old Mike Bush had the procedure yesterday at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Bush's sister was the liver donor. Bush was recently diagnosed with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. Bush attributed his recent health problems to medication for skin cancer. A Maryland state senator who was already accused of taking illegal payments is now facing more charges.
The U.S. attorney announcing a 9-count indictment against Senator Nathaniel Oaks of Baltimore for allegedly accepting illegal payments to benefit an individual on business-related matters. Prosecutors allege Oaks was paid more than $10,000 for writing letters on House letterhead with fraudulent details to help a confidential FBI source obtain federal grants and $5,000 to file a bond request seeking $250,000 in state funds for a project. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says he will formally enter the race for county executive next week. Berliner will enter the Democratic primary next year, joining fellow council members George Leventhal and Mark Elrich. Term limits will keep each of them from seeking re-election to the county council. A D.C. artist will paint the first brushstrokes of a new mural on the side of Ben's Chili Bowl on U Street today, but for now they're not saying what that new mural will look like. D.C. Public Works spokesperson Nancy Lyons.
The Alley family is very much invested in whatever goes on their wall. They're very much concerned about how people interact with their wall.
The last mural at Ben's Chili Bowl included Bill Cosby, but it's still unclear if it was painted over because of his legal troubles. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 21,144, the NASDAQ at 62,47. Sports, the Nats are idle. They open a series in Oakland tonight. The Orioles beat the Red Sox, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on the Maryland's ICC Intercounty Connector, crews still trying to wrap up now what was the overnight three-vehicle accident. So we have the stretch of a ICC westbound after Layhill Road still blocked. Eastbound, your travel lanes are open. Virginia, Interstate 95, it's crashed as you try to get through Aquia just as you come off of 610. That was along the right side. Looks like mostly confined to the right shoulder, but still see a lot of activity. And then beyond, I am still seeing some of that volume in through to Lorton. That's where we had the overnight work zone. So you still might see some crews out there. Again, North 95 and Lorton. Now beyond that, good, 395. No troubles off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge and the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland. You start off well here and without any problems early. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some beautiful weather, low humidity settling on in. Plenty of sunshine as we go through today. Maybe a few clouds at times, 81 with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear 59. Suburbs may be a little cooler. Saturday, sunshine 78. Maybe some showers around early Sunday. Highs getting into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Alexandria, 52 in Gaithersburg, 60 degrees in Washington. A 12-year-old girl from Fresno, California wins the National Spelling Bee. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Friday, we made it, although it was a short week, so, I mean, we really shouldn't pat ourselves on the back too much for making it to Friday. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We have a really fun show planned for you. We were really excited about today's show. Coming up at 6:35, J.J. Hansen, the president of the Patients' Rights Action Fund, to talk about assisted suicide and a story that we touched on yesterday and insurance companies. It's a really, really interesting story, so he's going to join us to talk about that. At 7:05, Beverly Halberg, she's president and founder of the District Media Group, and she conducts a media training for members of Congress and politicos and CEOs. We'll have to talk to her about why she's not working with the Republicans. We're going to talk about Trump as a communicator. 7:35, Tony Avendorf, retired Prince George's County police officer, talking about the rise of gang activity in the region, because it's really getting bad. At 8:05, Chris Horner, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, regarding President Trump's decision to drop out of the Paris climate deal. So it's jam-packed. I'm Mary Walters sitting along. Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside, not along. I'm sitting alongside you. I'm
whatever.
You're like over there. I'm here.
Prepositions. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, thanks, Mary. I appreciate that. And, you know, you sound chipper for a person who just found out yesterday that the world is on its way to destruction. I'm sorry to say, most of us are going to remember where we were and what we were eating the day the world began to die.
This song, it's the end of the
So, of course, the President of the United States yesterday coming in hot with a couple of announcements from the Rose Garden of the White House. Let's check in with President Donald Trump. Hear what he had to say yesterday.
Thus, as of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country.
The President of the United States dropping out of the Paris Climate Accord, something that President Obama, his predecessor, called one of the most ambitious climate deals ever. The reason for this, one of the signature lines yesterday that the president uttered here.
At what point does America get demeaned? At what point do they start laughing at us as a country? We want fair treatment for its citizens, and we want fair treatment for our taxpayers. We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be. They won't be. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Best line. Best line. It is now a meme. It is everywhere. A picture. The one I saw was a picture of President Trump with those words next to it, and it says it all. I love it.
Right, and if the whole purpose of his existence as president of the United States could be measured in anything, it was never to forge a bunch of new international alliances for things that he has questionable concerns about anyway. Like, that we're going to address one big problem in this global warming that he's already called a hoax, for one. And the other is to tie ourselves financially and internationally to a bunch of other people around the world, other countries, in their interests rather than in the interest of the United States. What do you think, by the way? Do you think the president made the right decision? Do you think the president of the United States served your interests yesterday? Or do you think he made the wrong one and that he did put the planet in peril? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. The reaction yesterday, Mary, to this was hysterical. And I don't mean that like it was just really funny, although you might find it funny. Here's one way some of the protesters were reacting outside the White House.
We are outraged that this president would cook the planet, would destroy the planet. We don't know why he's doing this. If he's doing this in the name of jobs or the economy, he's insane.
If he's doing this in the names of jobs or the economy, he's insane, says that guy. You know what that sound was behind him? Those were pots and pans. The protesters were literally banging pots and pans in front of the White House yesterday.
I just love that protesters have that kind of free time on their hands. They're just available at the ready to go. They get the call. All right, he's pulling out of the Paris climate. Get your pots and pans, and off they go, and they're ready, and they're there protesting.
Listen to this. These are pots and pans. Listen to this.
We are outraged that this president would cook the planet, would destroy the planet. We don't know why he's doing this. If he's doing this in the name of jobs or the economy, he's insane.
He's insane. He's the child. We're banging pots and pans in front of the White House. This is what you give your toddler when you're trying to occupy them. They're banging pots and pans in front of the White House. So they're upset. Mary, one of the things that I found so incredible about this was yesterday we talked to a reporter from Axios who was kind of explaining the weird quandary here, which is that liberals, by and large, were saying, President Trump, stay in the agreement. There's literally nothing you have to do to stay in it. It's so easy. This is the easiest thing ever. Just stay in it. There's no obligations. It barely enforces anything. It's just a totally toothless deal. Stay on board. Chris Hayes yesterday, during President Trump's speech, Chris Hayes, MSNBC host, tweets, all capital letters, so you know he's serious. The agreement quite literally imposes nothing. What? So why stay in it?
Well, he opened the door because the tweets to him in response to that are hilarious.
Why be a part of it? And then, the Huffington Post, I want to read you their lead headline with President Trump dropping out of this Paris Climate Accord. Trump to planet, drop dead. That the president had just written the execution order for the entire planet. The Obama administration had pledged $3 billion to the Green Climate Fund as a part of this deal. And they were
billion
only
with a B.
And they were only able to give away $1 billion of our U.S. dollars in 2016 before the Trump administration took over. Trump's budget proposal gets rid of the Green Climate Fund money that we're sending overseas. So we're talking billions of dollars. There was a real impact here. Let's find out what you think about this. Do you think the president made the right decision yesterday? John from Virginia, you lead off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Vince, Mary, good morning. I was at the local Moose Lodge when this came through, and everybody there cheered. It's why we voted for him.
Wow. So there was an actual party going on, a supportive one, and no pots and pans, I'm presuming.
You better believe it. No pots and pans. Sorry. We don't act like that.
John, thank you for that.
Great. Am I wrong for being excited? Honest, even if I thought it was the worst thing in the world for him to do, I love it for the entertainment value at this point. I do. I just love it for the entertainment value because it is so much fun to sit back with a beer and some popcorn and just watch them lose their minds.
Well, get together with pots and pans.
We'll show him.
Seriously, get together with your buddies at the Moose Lodge and watch it and celebrate.
Absolutely.
That's amazing what politics has come to in this country. It's pretty funny. Bob from Alexandria. Good morning.
Hey, bottom line is, you know, my family, they're all steel workers, coal miners. We love this. He's actually putting America first. And these clowns that are for this thing and hamstringing American industry, well, they're getting a new lesson in putting putting America back to work. They need to get a job.
Thank you, Bob. Bob sounding exactly the sentiment that the president was, I think, looking to elicit yesterday. We'll talk to you more in just a moment and find out what you thought of President Trump's announcement yesterday that he's stepping out of the climate deal. But first, it's 5:15. It's now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, here's what commuters are thinking north on 95. What? Why am I in these early delays out of Stafford? Well, crash north on 95 right as you pass 610 Aquia. And as you merge off of 610, that's where you'll see all the activity. But it's cleared to the shoulder, so hang with it here. North on 95, I know it's a little painful here trying to get by these early delays. Now, beyond nothing into Triangle and Dumfries, but I still see a little bit of volume in Lorton where they had overnight construction, so just keep alert. Beyond up to the Beltway, finally, you get a relief to either loop of the Beltway and on to 395. 66, quiet, good start around the Beltway, 270, no early problems. And finally, reopened just a few moments ago, the Intercounty Connector, Maryland's ICC, westbound at Lay Hill Road. That had been closed all overnight with a three-vehicle incident and fuel spill, but now gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, you're going to dig this. So easy. Plentiful sunshine today. High, 81 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Low, 59. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies. High of 78. Right now in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, I want to know, what are the carbon emissions from the entire left setting its hair on fire yesterday? The carbon footprint of that must be massive. So the president withdrawing from the climate accord, deciding he's out, saying that he serves the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. And we're asking whether you think the president did the right thing yesterday. Some pots and pans being banged at the White House in reaction. Let's go to Dan from Harper's Ferry, kicking us off now. Dan, what did you think of the president yesterday?
Yeah, good morning. I was proud to be an American yesterday, and I'm so glad the president did what he did. He stood up not for Republicans or Democrats, but for the people of the United States of America. And these people that are protesting carbon monoxide emissions, they bring the expression, blow it out your hole, to a whole new meaning.
Thank you, Dan. Yes, much hot air emitted yesterday over this, yeah. Mary. And I just thought, you know, again, the incredible juxtaposition of sort of where the Democrats were, which is this deal doesn't do anything, so you should stay in it, to, oh, my God, you got out of it. Now the planet is dying.
It is interesting. And I think that President Trump realizes, and we all know, that no matter what he does, they're going to scream about. Comey was the worst person in the world. He is the reason Hillary Clinton lost the election. He's terrible. Trump fires Comey. Oh, my God, what are you doing? It's the same thing here. This doesn't do anything. This deal doesn't do anything. You can keep it. Oh my, the planet's going to end now. I can't believe it. It's exactly what it's going to be, but it's so entertaining. That's the way I'm just looking at it.
But that curve of Democratic reaction just is incredible to me this week. Andrew from Manassas joins us now on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome, sir. What are your thoughts? I think that's line four. Andrew from Manassas. Let's see here. Sorry, Andrew.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Well, let's see. There you are, sir. Andrew, come on board.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's great that we pulled out of this. I mean, I think this whole climate change, global warming, global cooling thing, that they keep on changing the name of it, is ridiculous. I mean, I don't think that we as humanity has that big of an effect on the globe itself. I mean, right now we're still in an ice age, technically. And who knows, maybe we're coming out of it or going back into a new one. But the idea that we're going to sit here and change the world ourselves without it changing itself first, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah. I think that's a strong point, and again, another rationale for why the president withdrew.
Well, the other thing, too, is I was listening to Fox, and I got the statistic from Fox. If it's wrong, I apologize. They were saying that the plan was to lower the temperature of the planet It would lower if we stayed in the Paris Accord and everybody stuck to their word, because it's non-binding. There's no enforcement arm of this. So there's not like there's an investigative group that goes out and measures your carbon emissions and makes sure that your plants do. There's no investigative arm. There's no enforcement arm. If everyone said they were going to do what they say they're going to do, it would lower the temperature of the planet 0.1 degree in 85 years.
I don't have the sound
0.1.
for this. I don't have the sound for this, but the president did mention that yesterday, and he held his fingers really close together, and he was like, a tiny, tiny amount, he said.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, it was like, just that this part much, this much. And he gave us a visual example, this much. He held his little tiny fingers together. So there was that. Brian in Mount Airy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Hey, a couple quick points. One, I believe Trump when he says that this was just a wealth redistribution scheme.
Yeah.
Two, although I admit I don't know a lot about the global warming issue, I read a few articles about a month ago, and the common theme that I noticed is that the global warming models are not accurate at all. So when they tell you we have to do A, B, and C to avoid a 3% temperature hike, or excuse me, 3-degree temperature hike, that is a lie. And if you don't mind, forgive me, I made two quick points there, but Mary, since you mentioned entertainment value, I want you to know, last night after work, I went home, poured a drink, turned on CNN, and watched the meltdown, and it was better than an episode of
I almost feel badly about just enjoying the schadenfreude so much, you know, because I know that it's probably going to come back and kick me in the butt somewhere along the line with karma, but I am so with you on that one.
Well,
I can't help myself.
This is why I know people who were flipping over to MSNBC on election night, because they just had to watch. They're like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm done. Like, Fox, I love you, but I got to go check out what's happening on MSNBC right now.
We had one TV on MSNBC and one TV on Fox, and we kept going back and forth between the two TVs. One was in the kitchen, one was in the other room. People were going back and forth because we had a party on election day.
I should point out before we head out here that the president did say that he would begin renegotiations on entering the Paris Accord again, or an entirely new transaction that's a fair deal for Americans. We'll see if we can make this a deal that's fair. If we can, great. If we can't, fine. 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want, With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, let's start on Metro Rail first, Vince. In addition to SafeTrack Surge 15, which continues for another 2 weeks, right now Metro Rail not off to a great start on the blue and orange lines. They're single tracking between Addison Road and Stadium Armory due to late clearing road track work, I should say. So again, that's why they're affected and expect delays. Expect delays here in Virginia. Interstate 95, unfortunately, early volume out of Stafford to Aquia with the accident activity. Looks like all to the right shoulder near 610. However, we do have the slowdowns. We've cleared out through Lorton from the overnight road work. A little bit of volume just on the increase toward the Occoquan. No problems reported around the Beltway early on. And hey, 270, looking good between Frederick and the Beltway. In fact, each direction, no delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushed it up into the middle 80s yesterday. No reason why we won't be almost as warm today. Beautiful looking morning. Maybe a few clouds. And then this afternoon with a northwest breeze, sunshine, about 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAN.
I don't know what juicy beefy goodness is, but it is 65 degrees in the nation's capital. Let's continue this discussion about the President of the United States yesterday dropping out of the Paris Climate Accord. Roger is in Bethesda and joins us now on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning to you. If you want to clean up the atmosphere in many ways, let China stop trying to control its people, become a true free market economy, and it will grow enough to be able to pay all that is needed to clean up its air. We can do as well as we do because we're free market. We can pay for it. They could if they were willing to stop controlling their own population.
Yeah, I mean, clearly something needs to be done to get China under control that is separate and apart from any sort of aspirational climate deal. That's a good point, Roger. And interestingly, we look at the reaction to this. I saw the Sierra Club was sending out statements yesterday, all outraged about this, and mentioned that the EU and China are going to forge their own deal now and just go ahead without the United States. They're saying, we're going to work on this climate problem alone then, if you're not going to be a part of it, America.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. So you're saying, if we're all together in a room and we all agree to make sacrifices, and then at the end I'm like, you know what, actually, I don't want to be a part of this, and you all say, well, we'll do it anyway, that's like the greatest deal ever.
It's very true. Okay.
I'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah.
528 now on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Low Back Pain on Wednesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Join us for our open house at our new Fairfax Roselle Center for Healing location at 8500 Executive Park Avenue on Sunday, June 4th from 12 to 4 p.m. Special offers, light refreshments, door prizes, and a live broadcast of Dr. Tom Roselle Live. For event details, visit rosellecare.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
All right, Hillary Clinton is at war with her own party, and there's blood everywhere. We're going to talk about it when we return now on WMAL. But you know what right now is? Time for the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. German Prime Minister Angela Merkel says the U.S. move to leave the Paris Climate Agreement, quote, can't and won't stop all those of us who feel obliged to protect the planet. President Trump is getting serious world pushback to his announcement.
Key U.S. allies are telling President Trump they are not willing to renegotiate the Paris Climate Agreement. Leaders from France, Germany, and Italy are all telling the White House there will be no renegotiations in response to the president's comment that he would like to strike a better climate deal. The president made it clear during his speech at the White House that he's thinking more about key voters in states like Pennsylvania than the U.S. allies that are now disappointed that the U.S. is withdrawing from the deal.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Maryland House Speaker Mike Bush is recovering today after undergoing liver transplant surgery. The speaker's sister was the organ donor in the operation carried out yesterday at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Bush was recently diagnosed with a serious fatty liver disease. A Pennsylvania doctor arrested at the Trump Hotel the other day with guns and ammunition in his car is due back in court today for another hearing. In the meantime, a judge released 43-year-old Brian Moles on the condition he stay away from the Trump Hotel and from the White House. Authorities are investigating the VA Medical Center in D.C. after a missing veteran's body was found in a car outside. Hospital officials, Metropolitan Police, and the city's medical examiner are all questioning the delay in finding the veteran who was reported missing after he didn't return from a May 15th appointment. The man's sister says she found his body 2 days later while searching the parking lot herself after the hospital failed multiple requests to find him. And a Baltimore judge holds a hearing today on a temporary court order to prevent the state from issuing more medical marijuana licenses. But before the hearing, the Maryland Wholesale Medical Cannabis Trade Association plans to hold a No More Delays rally. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,144. The Nasdaq at 62,47. Sports, the Nationals had the night off. They open a series in Oakland tonight. The Orioles beat Boston at the NBA Finals. Game one goes to the Golden State Warriors. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, first let's begin on Metro Rail, Bill. They're dealing with some problems now. We're under Safe Track Surge 15, and we will continue to be there for two more weeks. However, this morning, Blue Line train single tracking between Addison Road and Stadium Armory right now due to late clearing track work, so expect delays. That's what's happening on the Blue Line. As for the Orange Line now, trains operating between Vienna and Stadium Armory only due to a late clearing work zone there because of Addison at Addison Road. Now let's get you out to the roads. The Beltway, good. Off to a great start, Virginia and Maryland. From the west, 66, nice quiet run. On 95, we've had a little bit of delay here trying to get through Stafford, and it continues to be slow to get past 610 Aquia, scene of the crash. That's the culprit there on the shoulder. We'll go 210 northbound, seeing a little bit of volume here north of Palmer Road, approaching Livingston Road and Kirby Hill Road. And for 270, good between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day coming up today and a pretty decent weekend. Temperatures are going to get warmer, believe it or not. We'll roll on through today with sunshine. There might be a little overcast at times, but not bad. 81, a northwest breeze around. Tonight, clear 59, suburbs a little cooler. Saturday, sunny 78. Sunday, some showers, maybe first half of the day. How about 87? I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Stafford, 52 in Frederick, 64 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 now on WMAL. Coming up today on 6:35, we got J.J. Hansen. He's a Marine vet and a cancer survivor. Going to come in and talk to us about assisted suicide. We've got Beverly Halberg, who's a Heritage Fellow at 7:05, to talk about the president and communication. President Trump always bringing some interesting communication lessons to the table. Tony Avendorf at 7:35. He's a Prince George's County police officer. We're going to talk about gangs. He knows a lot about that subject. And as we deal with MS-13 in the area, it's helpful to have some insight. And then Chris Horner at 8:05. That guy is so good on climate. And what a great day to have him, because the President of the United States just shredding the climate accord yesterday. My name is Vince Colonnay. He's joined this morning by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. He dumps that on me on October 28th, and I immediately start falling. But what was really interesting, since the mainstream media covered that, as I say, like Pearl Harbor, front pages everywhere, huge type, etc., I inherit nothing from the Democratic Party. It was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency. Its data was mediocre to poor, non-existent, wrong. I had to inject money into it.
Poor Hillary.
Yeah, that was Hillary Clinton yesterday, because as the blame tour continues, you know, most people get over losing a politician. I understand that losing is hard. Most people eventually move on. But she is just taking the stages of grief and extending them into a lifetime experience. So now she is blaming the DNC. Well, she was blaming Comey initially, and then she blamed the DNC. And notice she also blamed the media in there, too, because they took the story and they blew it up like Pearl Harbor. On the front pages. They blew it up like Pearl Harbor. She is blaming everyone. And she called the emails, what, a big nothing burger. It was a big nothing burger. But
as if she's eating a burger. She's in touch with the common man.
I find it easier to believe that she eats burgers than she's ever done a day of yoga in her life. Those 33,000 emails having to do with yoga, yeah. That body has not seen warrior pose ever. I just love that she also... So now, Fox News came up with a list of the things that she's blamed. They compiled a list of over 40 different people that she's blamed. My favorites were Macedonia and Netflix. I still don't know how she blamed Netflix, but apparently she blamed Netflix somewhere along the line as well. So anyway, now she's starting to eat her own, because now she's blaming the DNC. Well, Andrew Thoreau, who is the former director of data science for the DNC, heard that and went off on Twitter. And we can't even read to you what he said on Twitter. Here's what, I'll give you the G version. DNC data folks, today's accusations are BS, but it's some kind of BS. The worst kind of BS you can have.
Flipping horse manure.
And I hope you understand the good you did despite that nonsense. He said that his team did more work than they are being given credit for, and he will not allow them to be thrown under the bus by Clinton. We will respond in due time, but for now, just realize your work was worth way more than you're being given credit for. And he kept going. Private mode be damned. This is too important. I'm not willing to let my people be thrown under the bus without a fight. So he went off, right?
Yeah.
But then, of course, he deleted it.
Of course.
But here's the thing. This is the thing about this. Hillary Clinton is no longer the grand dame of the Democratic Party. She's done. They have put her out to pasture. And I don't mean that because I don't mean to like diss her for being old, you know, being older. That's not fair. But figuratively put her out to pasture. The millennials have rejected her. And this is the ultimate in them rejecting her, because they're done. They don't want the blame game. They didn't want her. They didn't buy into, well, she's next in line because she's waited for 8 years. They did not buy into this entire ideology of the Clinton Democrat Party. It is no longer the party of the Clintons anymore. And this is the ultimate in it, with him going back, attacking Hillary Clinton. That was something you never did because you were always afraid of repercussions.
Definitely.
From the Clintons.
Definitely.
They're finally saying to the Clintons, I am no longer afraid of you.
No, good point. The mobster-like grip that the Clintons may have had on the Democratic Party seems to have loosened dramatically. You even got Bernie Sanders, the most sincere ideologue in the entire party, to bow to the Clinton power during the campaign. He ultimately ended up endorsing her at the Democratic National Convention in the midst of chaos, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz literally stepped down from the party. She didn't even gavel in the convention over the chaos inside the Democratic Party. You had Bernie Sanders stand up and support her. You'll recall, when she lost the election, though, the Bernie camp released a statement saying, we have nothing polite to say right now.
And then he got a house on Lake Champlain, and suddenly everything was good. So that was just a coincidence.
This DNC data director, not alone. There are a bunch of Democrats out today and yesterday who have been attacking Hillary Clinton for what she's just casting blame around. She sounded as bitter as anything in this appearance. Patty Solis Doyle, former Clinton Hillary person. She said, I love Hillary Clinton, but I'm tired of hearing who she blames for this loss. I want to hear how Democrats can win.
Yeah,
it's time to move on.
You're seeing the talking heads on all the more liberal channels starting to say the same thing. Okay. All right. You know, you had your temper tantrum. We let you cry. Now it's time to put on your big girl panties and go away. That's pretty much what they're telling
me. I don't even want to think about that. Why'd you say that, Mary?
It's Friday. Why not? It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The U.S. military not only keeps Americans safe from harmful humans, but they also work around the clock to protect us from microscopic bad guys, deadly viruses, and bacteria. Personnel at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Silver Spring are constantly researching and developing vaccines with a goal of saving both military and civilian lives. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, absolutely insane here. Insanity coming off the interstates, off the secondary roads. Everyone just reaching into Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kremes for National Donut Day. It's the donut day. No, on all seriousness, very slow north on Interstate 95. No problems getting into the donut shops. 95 north, but the better news, as you head out of Stafford into Aquia, the accident that even was cleared to the shoulder, completely gone. I just watched that clear. In fact, tow trucks are gone too. And I know it's very heavy through that stretch, but again, nothing left to check out. And all lanes have been reopened. So good news there. We're quiet around the Beltway. That looks good for everyone. No problems early on coming in from the west. Maryland 95, also a good run. And Metro Rail. SafeTrack Surge 15 still underway. However, because of late clearing track work overnight, Blue Line single tracking between Vienna and Stadium Armory. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day coming up today and a pretty decent weekend. Temperatures are going to get warmer, believe it or not. We'll roll on through today with sunshine. There might be a little overcast at times, but not bad. 81, a northwest breeze around. Tonight, clear 59, suburbs a little cooler. Saturday, sunny 78. Sunday, some showers, maybe first half of the day, high about 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Good morning, 65 degrees.
We could just let this play the whole segment. I could listen to this. Let's talk Alabama. On January 1st, 2016, there were 49,940 able-bodied adults without dependents who were receiving SNAP or food stamps. About 50,000.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that number dropped to 15,375 people May 1st of last year, and it was down to 7,483 as of May 1st of this year.
Oh.
Want to know why?
I'd love to know why.
Well, the federal waiver that permitted work requirement exemptions for able-bodied adults who were receiving food stamps expired.
So this is that Obama waiver,
yeah,
put in place, the food stamp waiver that said, forget the work requirements.
Mm-hmm. Because you can just stay on food stamps. So bad that there's no job, so able-bodied adults can receive food stamps. And that expired. So now all SNAP recipients ages 18 to 49 who aren't disabled or raising minor children are required to work at least part-time to be eligible for benefits. And they cut the rolls from, they got 42,000 people off the food stamp rolls.
Wow. Just by having the work requirements in place.
Yes. Now, and this here's interesting, too. It is not in place in 13 counties because of the high unemployment rate. So there's 13 Alabama counties that aren't even, that still have the exemption. So this isn't even the entire state. Imagine. And this is what President Trump is talking about requiring work, calling it workfare. Wait, who called it workfare first? Who was that? Oh, wait, Bill Clinton. President Clinton called it workfare. So what I love about this is what we were talking about when we first started the show, which you brought up, Vince, that what President Trump sounds like he's going to do is basically implement a Democratic program, workfare, under Bill Clinton, that you have to work if you're able-bodied in order to receive a benefit. You got to do something. Right.
I mean, that was the core point that Mick Mulvaney was making last week, Monday, when he announced this budget deal, which is, look, the truly needy who need welfare of any kind are going to get it. And the people who can basically grow their way out of welfare, we're going to get them there. That's the plan.
Right.
So and by, you know, enforcing work requirements, that seems, I think, to most reasonable people would respond, OK, that's a good starting point. I may disagree with some of the details, but I'm kind of in favor of people working and making their own way.
Well, see, where you went horribly awry is where you said reasonable people. And we know right now, based on pots and pans banging, that they aren't reasonable. They are going to be against this because President Trump is for it. At least it sounds like he's going to be for it, despite it being a Bill Clinton program that President Trump sounds like he wants to bring back. Currently, able-bodied adult SNAP recipients are limited to 3 months of benefits within a three-year time frame unless they are working or participating in an approved training program for at least 20 hours a week. There are some exemptions available, you know, for like people who are physically or mentally unable to work. Okay, get it. If you're pregnant, if you're caring for someone, if you're a caregiver for someone who's physically or mentally disabled, or if you're a student. So there are exemptions. It's not totally cold-hearted. There are exemptions for it. And as I said, it is not in place in 13 counties, but I think it's amazing. They got 42,000 people off food stamps just by saying you have to do something. You either have to work a part-time job. 20 hours a week is all they're asking. 20 hours a week that you have to work or be doing some kind of training to better your life.
The sin here in criticizing this, which I find it hard to do anyway, but the sin here in criticizing this is typically in saying that the president is being heartless or whomever is being heartless. I don't know how you can determine their intent that way. It seems to like this is just a policy. And as far as I can tell, it's one that's getting people off of food stamps by getting them to work. For the most part, this should be receiving wide applause.
You can't see the negatives in this because of your white privilege.
There's a lot of things I'm blinded to because of that. Thank you, Mary, for reminding
me. Anytime.
It's 5:51 now, which means it's time for El Rushbo.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank claimed that President Trump's unpopularity is causing a Republican uprising. His piece was titled, Trump's Toxicity Has Republicans Running Away from Their Constituents. What was his evidence? Well, Republicans in several states have faced rowdy town halls. We're told that in Utah, Jason Chaffetz was confronted by angry constituents who want to keep Obamacare. Now, here's what we're supposed to believe. Republican voters who for 5 years have demanded that Congress get rid of Obamacare now all of a sudden love it. And they're attacking their own congressmen at town halls to vent their anger at Trump for trying to take it away. Trump, by the way, who they voted for and are happy with. Now, meanwhile, another news story appeared in the Washington Post in the same day with this headline, Democrats bracing for town hall protests directed at them, ask Bernie Sanders for help. Well, now that says it all. The Democrats know who these protesters really are. They are not and never have been Republican voters upset over Obamacare being repealed. They're not mad at Trump. They're out of control, loony leftists being bought and paid to show up. Now, if Mr. Milbank read his own paper, he might learn that Obama and Soros are behind the protests, part of a strategery to intimidate elected representatives of both parties into keeping Obamacare as they want big government. And then again, you can't blame Milbank for not reading the Washington Post. Who does? Too much fake news in that paper.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel.
for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking a family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
All right, 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, early morning crash as you pass 610 and Aquia. Cleared, gone. Still about a 20-minute trip, though, to push past these delays. Once you get through there, good in through Triangle and Dumfries. A little bit of volume toward the Occoquan, but then you're clear sailing up through to the Beltway. 66, just a bit sluggish in Manassas. And as you approach the exit for 28 Centerville, that's all I'm seeing for the 66 trip so far. And the Beltway, quiet run here, Virginia and Maryland. We would like to start off our Friday mornings. Metrorail Blue Line trains continue to single track between Vienna and Stadium Armory because of late clearing track work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushed it up into the middle 80s yesterday. No reason why we won't be almost as warm today. Beautiful looking morning. Maybe a few clouds. And then this afternoon with a northwest breeze, sunshine, about 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 65 degrees right now in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
When it's time to upgrade your technology, go to Staples. Staples has the latest tech for your business at great prices. And right now, save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. And 6-3 while supplies last. Staples, it's pro time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uperelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Everyone's always trying to predict what's going to happen, and they make decisions accordingly. We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
That's what we should really take ownership of.
Join them Sunday afternoons at 3 right here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, J.J. Hansen will be joining us, president of the Patients' Rights Action Fund. We're going to talk to him about assisted suicide.
And remember that student who's not allowed to walk at graduation at her Christian high school because she's pregnant? Well, she's written an op-ed piece, and we're